Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. A gene mutation that can cure AIDS is now linked to people who live near the Black Sea between the Stone Age and the Viking Age. That's up to 9,000 years ago.
The gene, CCR5 Delta 32, codes for a protein on immune cells and is how HIV enters some of these cells.
Bone marrow transplants with a mutated version of this gene have cured a handful of AIDS patients. And since then, the hunt has been on to trace the origins of this mutation.
About 10 to 16% of European genomes carry this variant. Researchers found it when they studied thousands of modern human genomes sourced from a project trying to catalog human gene variation.
They then searched for the variant among ancient genomes from 8,000 BC to 1,000 AD and hit the jackpot when it was traced to one of Europe's early farmers near the Black Sea.
The mutation exploded between 8,000 and 2,000 years ago, suggesting it was somehow advantageous to people then, long before HIV appeared in humans about 100 years ago. The question being addressed by scientists is why?
One theory for why CCR5 Delta 32 endured is that it may have dampened the immune response as infectious disease became more common in newly agrarian society. They would have had an advantage over people with an overly aggressive immune response that caused damage or death.
We'll likely never know why the variant spread in people so long ago or why it is still present today, but we recognize its value in fighting AIDS.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.